This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tes Vav. The Mishnah says, when it comes to utensils made from wood, a leather, a bone, a osik, likibo, mikol makom, if he fashions the utensil into some kind of a container, in any way, meaning even if it contains a very small amount, tameh, nonetheless, as the status of a halachic kli, that is susceptible to tumah. This is in contrast to earthenware utensils, where we learned back in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that depending on the specific earthenware utensil in question, it does have to hold a minimal amount to be susceptible to tumah. Also, the Mishnah says, "Osa mishkav u'moshav mikol makom tameh." If somebody fashions some kind of a bed or a seat, even if it's not really a bed or seat, because let's say it's only made to lean on, so it's not made for the person to rest all of his weight on, nevertheless, it will be susceptible to tumah by dint of the fact that it is used to put, you know, some of the weight on, and so it qualifies as a midrash type of utensil. And so the point is, even if it lacks any kind of base kibbutz, there's no container, yet because in some way it's meant for a person to put part of his weight at least on it, it is susceptible to tumah based on the concept of midrash. The Mishnah continues, "Osa kis me'or ha-matzah." If somebody made some kind of a pouch from a raw hide, wasn't processed into actual leather, or mina niyar, or he made some kind of receptacle from paper, which is basically, you know, plant material that's pressed down, tameh, it is susceptible to tumah, even though this utensil is of more flimsy nature, but as long as it could be used repeatedly, it's not going to be, you know, thrown out after the first use, it will last you a decent amount of time, and this qualifies as either a kli'or or kli'etz that has a receptacle, and therefore it is susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah that says, regarding harimon, ha'alon, va'egos, shechokakum ha'tinokos, a pomegranate, acorn, or walnut, that a young child hollowed out, lomud by masafer, to use as a toy in the sand, to measure the sand, or sheskinum lakaf maznayim, or say, it made this into the pen of a toy scale. The halacha is that since the child actually did something and physically modified the pomegranate, acorn, or walnut to turn it into a toy, tameh, it is considered a halachic kli that is susceptible to tumah. This only happens if the child physically altered the object to turn it into a toy, and not if he merely decided to use this shell, whatever it is, as a toy, even if physically it's fit for that purpose, but the mere decision of a child to use it as a kli is not halachically significant. But halacha is, the action of even a minor child is halachically significant as far as the laws of tumah, but not his mere intention. Therefore, again, if the child carries out his intention by physically changing the shell to make it into a toy, that's of halachic significance, and then it's considered a kli that's mekabel tumah. Whereas the mere intent of the minor to use this as a toy is not of halachic significance, and so at that point, the shell would not yet be susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.